Longview 150 Stories, a partnership project between the City of Longview and Longview Public Library, showcasing 150 distinct stories designed to reveal Longview's history during the sesquicentennial celebration. Sprinkled among the daily podcasts are personal stories, large-scale history, and interesting tidbits about the life and fabric of this dynamic community. Today we're visiting with Natalie Graves, former teacher and longtime local resident, and she talks about what it was like growing up during World War II.
When we were in high school, we were at war. The war was going on. We had no gas. You had no tires for your car. Now, I could drive. My daddy let me drive. He taught me to drive when I was 12. Because there weren't many cars here. You couldn't run into one because there weren't that many. But he taught me to drive when I was 12, and we would drive to school. My sister and I would drive to school. I have to laugh because it was fun for us. But on the weekends, that's the only times we could date. We couldn't, my daddy and mother would not let us date during the week with school going on. Now, we could have a party. We had get-togethers at our house, and we had a Victrola and records, just, you know, the big, big records. I still have some at home. And we would gather at people's houses, and we would dance. And that was our, because you didn't have any gas, you couldn't go anywhere. You had no time, you had no way to get anywhere. I know one time, my daddy worked at the Bramlett building, and he was going to be real, I don't know what you'd call it, but he was going to be, he was going to walk home. He was going to save gas. So he started out from the Bramlett building. We lived on Noel Drive off Marbley. And he started out, he didn't walk anywhere. But he was going to be real, you know, patriotic. He got about to the underpass. You know where the underpass of the railroad station is? And that was as far as he could go. Well, he didn't have any way to call Mother to come get him. And he didn't come for dinner, and he didn't come for dinner, and Mother was getting worried. And so I told her, I said, Mother, I'll go see if I can find him. Because he hadn't called out, you know, we didn't know anything. He was sitting in under the underpass, that big underpass. He had worn himself out. He couldn't walk from here to the street, but he was going to walk home. Because he wanted to be patriotic. And at that time, too, people of his age, they asked them if they would sign up, and once a month they would go to the courthouse, and up there on the top floor where the prisoners are now, they would sit there and look at this or listen to the news, because they were afraid that the Japanese would come in over the Gulf. And once a month, that my daddy would go and spend the night and listen to the broadcast. And if anything happened, well, he had the authority to ring the bell, shall we say. That's all he could do, because he was almost 50 when the war started. But It was great times. I enjoyed it. My sisters, my daddy married this lovely lady, lovely. I called her Mother. She was wonderful. And she had a daughter my age. And she was my friend. I loved her. But we had good times. And it wasn't so bad with the war. I remember one instance. We were in the kitchen at home, and mother brought out this block of butter, real butter, just a block. And I asked her what she was going to do. She didn't cook. She just didn't cook. And I asked her what she was going to do with that butter, and she said, "I don't know." I said, "Well, why are you opening it for?" She says, "Well, they told me this was good for the war." That was about the intelligence of what the people, certain people, were, interested. Mm-hmm. I'll never forget that. I thought, how could you open a pound of butter and know not why? And I wasn't too, I was 12 years old, 15, 14, just young.